Here's the translation of the text into English. Kalshi launches commodities hub with 10 new markets. Oil prices steady as Hormuz shipping constraints counter U.S.-Iran peace hopes. Oil prices seesaw in choppy trade as U.S. says Iran blockade fully implemented. U.S. targets Iran's oil transportation infrastructure with sanctions. White House denies U.S. requested ceasefire, says new talks may happen in Pakistan. Exclusive. Iran offers proposal allowing ships to exit Oman side of Hormuz free of attack, source says. Exclusive. China weighs curbs on exports of solar manufacturing equipment to U.S. IMF cautions countries against broad fuel subsidies to deal with war-driven energy shock. Finance ministers, stung by hit to economies, call for full Iran war ceasefire. Italy replaces most Qatari gas after Middle East supply disruption. Wall Street closes at a record for the first time since end of January. NY jury finds Live Nation illegally monopolized live event markets. Sazerac offers $15 billion to buy Jack Daniels maker. Brown-Forman, WSJ reports. S&P 500 hits record high, oil choppy, as Trump says Iran war close to over. Recursion CEO outlines AI drug discovery strategy in Morgan Stanley webcast. Permian-focused Eagle Rock plans rare U.S. oil and gas IPO, sources say. Gemini app launches on Mac with screen sharing features. NY jury finds Live Nation illegally monopolized ticketing markets, Bloomberg News reports. United Airlines faces Senate pushback on potential American Airlines takeover. U.S. probes suspicious oil trades made before Trump. Iran pivots. Source says AI ruling prompts warnings from U.S. lawyers. Your chats could be used against you. Crude oil inventories decline, surpassing market expectations. U.S. homebuilder sentiment drops to 7-month low in April. NAHB survey says U.S. import prices increase less than expected in March. India's trade deficit shrinks in March as U.S. export surge offsets. Mideast hit New York manufacturing index surges, exceeding expectations. Eurozone industrial output rises 0.4% in February. Greece's inflation rises to 3.4% in March. India's trade deficit narrows to $20.98 billion in March. Slovakia's inflation eases to 3.5% in March, lowest since December 2024. White House offers no hint of Iran war cost as it seeks military funding surge. IMF says Bank of Japan can see through inflationary shock from Iran war. Bessent supports IMF quota revamp. Wants World Bank financing for critical minerals. Dollar drifts as investors gauge odds for renewed U.S.-Iran peace talks. Trump-backed World Liberty Financial's early investors won't be able to fully cash out until after Trump's term. Trump threatens to fire Powell if he doesn't quit Fed board. Ongoing probe clouds. Warsh confirmation. Trump says Iran war close to over. Amid hopes for more negotiations. Sovereign borrowers launch platform to amplify voice in debt talks. Feds Musallam, rates on hold for some time, open to hikes. Exclusive, Feds Musallam says oil shock likely to keep core inflation near 3%, rates on hold for some time. Cred Shields joins Canton Network as official audit partner. Bitcoin price today slips back below 74,000 after U.S.-Iran peace talks rally. Bitunix Exchange secures ISO 27001:2022 certification, reinforcing strong protection of user data. Woman founded and led Solana project Kokopi. Koalas launches Kokopi token and NFT project Gas and Ether. Strike 3BN deal to advance institutional block space markets. Bitcoin pairs gains after briefly topping $76 amid broader risk rally. Crypto exchanges BRA that can explore flaws. Print launches V2 platform, update with 5 fee models and on-chain proof of belief staking by Bit rolls out, XRP Fi with Doppler. Finance offering up to 5% APR on XRP. Bitcoin adds to gains, top 73K as risk assets catch a bid on Iran hopes. Southern First Bank shares launches public stock offering. Encarta receives FDA agreement for outpatient NK19 dosing.